and back of the biggest talk on your number one station for talk, Nigeria Info.
Okay, so Hashim from Maitama had that to say, a message on hypocrisy. Don't be a hypocrite. Be exactly who you are, in front or behind. And when you pray, why not pray positive things for other people, whether you believe in the same thing or not? At the end of the day, if you basically look at what we all believe, we all believe that good is good and evil is evil. We all believe that justice is justice and injustice is bad. We all believe that certain people, you know, that people should be treated with respect and loved. You know, that's something we all believe, and so we must all do our best to make sure that it works. Happy New Year to you, Fortune. May this year bring you fortunes. From Kim's crush, Israel Indurumi. Ah, Kim has a lot of crushes, I see. Israel Indurumi, good to hear from you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you. Receive the fortunes of the new year. What's happening, Abuja? Good morning, Fortune. Happy New Year to you and your family. Hafsat, good to hear from you. First time I'm hearing from you this new year. I am excited. All right, so I've been doing a little snooping around as we plan to get into the new year, and I've been looking at the 2022 budget of economic growth and sustainability. Economic growth and sustainability. Of course, we did recover to a great extent, about 2%, you know, towards the end of last year, and yeah, not looking really bad. So Mr. President laid the Federal Government of Nigeria 2021 budget proposal on October 8, 2020. The National Assembly passed the bill by December 21st of 2021. And Mr. President signed it into law on December 31st, 2021 now. This underscores the administration's firm commitment to sustain the return of to a predictable January to December fiscal year, as well as enact annual finance acts to facilitate the implementation of the budget. A supplementary budget of 982.73 billion naira was also passed by the National Assembly on the 7th of July 2021, and Mr. President assented to it on the 26th of July 2021, bringing the total approximated expenditure for 2021 to 14.57 trillion. So let's see. That was for 2021. The Nigerian economy lapsed into recession, in the third quarter of 2020, after two successive quarters of negative GDP growth, but quickly emerged from the recession with a positive 0.11% GDP growth in fourth quarter of 2020. Quarter two, 5.01 growth, largely due to effective implementation of government's economic sustainability plan and easing of COVID-19 induced restrictions on economic activities. The growth was mainly driven by the non-oil sector, which rose by 6.74% year on year, masking the deterioration in oil GDP by minus 12.65% year on year. Now let's take a look at a few parameters and fiscal assumptions underpinning the 2022 appropriation. First assumption is that oil price will be $57 per barrel. That is the first assumption. Daily oil production, 1.88 million barrels per day, inclusive of condensates of 300,000 to 400,000 barrels per day. But by the way, we already took back our number one spot of the highest oil producing country in Africa after Libya tipped us a little bit for a few months. We're back to number one. We hope it stays that way, to our benefit, that is. Then there is the exchange rate of 410 naira 15 kobo per US dollar. Then there's the GDP growth of 4.2%, which is what we're hoping will hold sway at least throughout the year, or probably increase, not reduce, hopefully. And then there is the 13% inflation rate, which is the monster staring us in the face. Budgets 2022, global, regional, and domestic developments were also considered in all of this. But let's see where the money is coming from for the budget. The projected aggregate revenue available to fund the 2022 budget of 10.13 trillion is 24.8% higher than the 2021 projection of 8.12 trillion. So aggregate revenue available to fund the budget. That's all we've got. To promote fiscal transparency, accountability and comprehensive Ness allocations to TET fund and the budgets of 60 GOEs are integrated in the federal government's 2022 budget proposal. In aggregate, 34.9% of projected revenues is to come from oil-related sources, while 65.1% is to be earned from non-oil sources. 34.9% of projected revenues is to come from oil-related sources, while 65.1% is to be earned from non-oil sources. Now, this is, you know, taking us a little bit away from the realities of, say, 5-10 years ago, where sometimes we used to have up to 60%, you know, of our projected revenue coming from the oil sources, oil-related sources. Right now, things are turning around a little bit. So 34.9% of projected revenues to come from oil-related sources, 65.1% from non-oil sources, meaning also that, you know, revenue generation institutions, you know, taxes and all of that, these things are going to be prioritized a lot more than they ever were. That means that where you as an individual probably wasn't, you know, keeping your part of the bargain and paying your taxes, or, you know, having to cash in with the revenues and all of that, well, it might be a bit different this year. You may need to, you know, go and redo your cash, your tax documents, update your taxes, do all of that, because the government is hoping to make more money from non-oil sectors this year. And since we are not producing much more than we used to a great extent, you know, some of these revenues are likely, you know, more likely to come from tax sources and, you know, revenue generating institutions of government. Let's see. Where is the money going to? 2022 aggregate federal government of Nigeria expenditure inclusive of GOEs and project tied loans is projected to be 16.39 trillion, which is 12.5% higher than the 2021 budget. Recurrent non-debt spending estimated to amount to 6.83 trillion naira, 41.7% of total expenditure, 18.5% higher than the 2021 budget. Aggregate capital expenditure of 5.35 trillion naira is 32.7% of total expenditure. This provision is inclusive of capital component of statutory transfers, GOE's capital and projected loans expenditures. At 3.61 trillion, debt servicing is 22% of total expenditure. 3.61 trillion for debt servicing, about 22% of our budget, of our total expenditure, and 35.6% of total revenues. So putting it that way helps us to see where the money is going. At 3.61 trillion naira, debt servicing is 22% of the total expenditure, and then of total revenues we get, 35.6% will be servicing debt. Provisions to retire maturing bonds to local contractors, suppliers of 2.92.7 billion naira is 1.79% of total expenditure. The provision is in line with the federal government's component to offset accumulated areas of contractual obligations dating back over a decade. All right, so all of this gives us a bit of an overview, right? So what I'm saying is, in clear terms, is that our projected revenue is still less than our expenditure, which means that we have to still find money from other sources to, you know, fund the deficit, somewhere around 6.2 trillion deficit, Yes, 6.26 trillion naira deficit is what we have. We're still budgeting higher than we are earning. Of course, they say it's okay for nations to do that, especially if they have a way to pay back and all of that. But looking at our debt and all of that, well, it is quite a scary situation. But what can we do? We're just emerging from a recession. One of the strategies to get out of it is to spend out of it, right? All right, so I took the liberty to also look at a few line items in the budget. And that's where it really gets very interesting. Very. yeah, and this is the one that really gets to a lot of people. You know, they'll say, are you serious? What's this about? What is that about? Well, let me take your take on the general overview first of all. And then I'll give you a few line items here and there that just may catch your attention. Yeah? All right. You want to call in? It's 0700-951-0000. That's 0700-951-0000. That's the number to call and to be in on this conversation, you know, fully this morning. You can also send me a WhatsApp message on 0800-999-30137. That's 999-30137. Also, you know, eventually by tomorrow I'll be getting into the FCT budget for 2022. Hello.
Good morning again.
Hello, Mike Wenwin Blows. Welcome.
If you ask me about my own take on the projections of just weather, I would say for me, discover a scam in it. The scam is the number of oil production they do, which is every year in, year out. It's a scam for me because we don't know exactly what we are producing. Owing to the fact that none of our oil well has ever been metered. Like I said, the last time when we engaged in Haiti, then Oji, who is the CEO now, was your media person. They told us that they're counting drums. Fortune, we know that some drums is 120 liters, but if you carry such drum to 50 liters, that is even reaching 50 liters on the border of the Jerican, take it to a village and say, for attendance, you ignore the pump. The pump meter and just feel it, you know, it's 50 liters reaching on it, that I will just pay for 50 liters. Would they agree? Would they agree? They would not. So why are we satisfied by saying we are counting our crude production, the volume of our crude production by drums? What is there in Nigeria? And I keep asking, who is afraid of transparency in Nigeria and automation? Who is afraid of it in Nigeria and why? You know, there's a documentary I came across from Aramco of Saudi Arabia, where every liter, every drop of their crude is being explained, and even every cup of how they spend it, the documentary is there on the internet for Aramco of Saudi Arabia. I'm not an Arabian, I'm a Nigerian, but I've seen it, how how they account for each the drop of their crude and how they spend each cup. I can say, but in the Nigerian alone, which I'm a Nigerian, nobody can know anything about it. Why?
All right, that's a good question to start with. Thank you so much. All right, so the issue of, you know, of metering has been a big, big, big issue, talking about our crude oil production and all of that, you know. Yeah, so I see where you're coming from. I mean, we also have international bodies who accept the numbers that we're using. For instance, you know, OPEC and all the other bodies, you know, are the ones who rate us, you know, the highest oil-producing country in the world. If we're not meeting global standards, would OPEC accept our numbers? This is just me thinking out loud. I mean, of course, I did say in the opener that a few months ago, Libya was said to have knocked us off the number one position of the highest oil producing country in Africa. How did they know? Questions. More questions. Right? All right. Let's see if we can answer some of them. But you, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you for the indulgence and for watching. This is Barry Tassa.
Welcome back, Barry.
About the budget, yes. I think the key to economic progress and buoyancy is revenue generation. You see, that is the case of American economic brands, in spite of the fact that that country is the most indebted country in the world. Because they don't play with tax evasion and avoidance. It's a crime in America. But how many people pay their taxes in Nigeria? That's the issue. So, we in Nigeria, apart from strengthening our tax sector, we have to ensure that we look at neglected areas, such as solid minerals, abandoned property, Dalita, Abuja, for example. Understand? Personal income tax on the members of the private sector. There are many juicy, I repeat the word, juicy areas for tax collection in Nigeria that we must not overlook. Then, of course, going outside this country, exportation of non-oil products. It's not just oil that we should be exporting. Agricultural products, handcraft, so many things. Nigerians are very creative people. Nigerians are very resourceful. Let us put this creativity and resourcefulness towards generating enormous revenue from outside, from what we collect from exporting our products. It can be done. Mm. Yeah, and it must be done. Unfortunately, a great man. Thank you for what you are doing in respect of community policing. Don't mind what people are saying about police not being like the ideal institution. I grew up in the barracks. Police, they have the problems. Understand? Mm. So, and I'm doing something on police reform. The book will soon come out. It's a matter of all of us putting hands on deck to make the general police the best institution in the world. Why is it that when police officers go outside the country for peacekeeping mission, they are termed as the best? No, I'm looking at the record. Why? Because of the challenges in Nigeria. The general police is going to be one of the best institutions in the federal, in the Republic of Nigeria, and it shall be so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Barrister Hassan. Hello and good morning. Oh, did I lose that call? I'm so sorry. Lily Nkurudu says, Mayor of Abuja, I wish to draw your attention to a very serious matter. I heard on air that the Minister of Education is working on the payment of certain amounts to NCE and BED, as whatever they call it. Mayor, could this be true when the newly recruited teachers from all federal government secondary schools have downed their tools for 3 months now over non-payment of their salaries since 2019? That's 3 years now. Mayor, please, what is happening with Federal Ministry of Education? Can people raise their voices before this highly esteemed domain called education becomes a laughing stock? Lily, are we not already a laughing stock with this education matter? I promise the complaint that I'll bring it to your notice. I rest my case, Lily says. Good morning, Fortune. Okay, somebody's sending a... All right, we'll see how that goes. Hopefully we have time to get that done. Good morning, Mayor, and happy New Year to you. I must say I'm highly impressed with the project you carried out throughout last week to put smiles on people's faces. Your name truly reflects in your mankind towards generosity to the people. And I believe Almighty Allah will definitely reward you, your kind gestures. Bigger you, true mayor. I love you. Ibrahim from Asokor, your feeling is mutual. Thank you so much. Let's see. Let me take one more call here. Hello.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Mayor, what is happening in your domain, Abuja?
Oh, it's going very well. Welcome.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
You see, I think the former caller before the previous one was talking about transparency in the oil sector.
Yes, sir.
He tried to compare it with this Aramco, the Saudi Arabia oil industry, where every liter is accounted for.
Yeah.
And I think the opaqueness of our oil sector have not done anything good. Yeah, you try to bring about how the numbers were accepted by OPEC, but that is not the issue. The issue is that you really have numbers to OPEC. OPEC have no choice. The question is that what we've seen is being explored. Is this up to half of what is being accounted for? You see, so many a time they will tell us they destroy this illegal refinery, they defy this one, but But in the actual sense of it, those who are in charge of these resources legally per se, are they being transparent? Why can't we make everything transparent? Every litre that is being generated, right from time I was in school, we are told that almost half of what is being generated is unaccounted for. And the same thing is applicable up to now. Why is this everything about NNPC and the oil sector so opaque? Why is it we have to begin to hand the oil block into individual prominent people hands? Now we are borrowing, tying to projects. Those projects we are talking about, okay, take for instance in the nation now, we are talking about subsidy, stopping on subsidy. What stops Nigerian government to borrow all those money and use it as a refinery and employ millions of Nigerian engineers and other youth? And this is what you know we generate on instantly. Why don't our government borrow such an entire industry? They will come and tell you that government has no business in business. And if government has no business in business, that government has no business in the nation. The truth of the matter is that we should look at our comparative advantage. At the time there was this coronavirus crisis, we see how America, who was said to be the head of capitalism, lent support to their private industry. And tomorrow somebody will tell us America is still owing millions, they are being owing millions. But you don't ask yourself, what are them fund meant for? They use it in their industry. They use it in citizens. You talk about tax collection. Where are you getting the tax? Private sector. Private sector that you are supporting or not, or what? Power generation. Every functional private sector, if they tell you how much they spend in power, what does that happen in America?
True.
It is so fair for us.
All right.
Maybe when the color of government change, we change the color of our criticism. And when another one comes, we change the color. If you don't do us any good. Congratulations, Mayor, for the sanity in your domain in Abuja.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much and Happy New Year. What a delivery on the conversations this morning. I did tell you I was looking at a few line items in the appropriation bill, and like I said, it is quite interesting, to see, especially some of those line items that are tagged ongoing, ongoing. Purchase of plant nursery equipment for production of local flowers for routine floral arrangement, irrigation and upgrade of helipad grass field, for instance. That's an ongoing thing. Annual routine maintenance of mechanical and electrical installations of the villa, ongoing. I even saw all the way to, interesting line items, all the way to the sewerage. How much do we spend on the sewerage? Talking about the sewer, apart from water rates and all of that, drugs, printing of security documents, magazines and periodicals, printing of non-security documents, books and all of that. Somewhere even in the I think that was the vice president's office. This is State House headquarters now. Somewhere in the vice president's office. Procurement of printers. Saw some good amounts going there as an ongoing thing. State House Operations Vice President, purchase of 4 printers and photocopiers. 10 million naira. I'll leave it there for now. We'll be right back as we continue to look at the budget.
That's the place where you can get it all trending.
People are dropping on their vehicle and running, leaving their vehicle.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your destruction.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue like this.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Abuja. Let's talk.
It's okay. That is okay. It's okay. No, it's okay.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
This new year is time to take flight. You and me both know that you don't belong where you are right now. You don't belong with some of the people you're around right now. You got no business doing what you're doing right now. You're being a chicken when you were born an eagle. So now the question is, how long is it going to take to make the decision, to make the shift, and show some courage, show some character? That word character is funny. You know, character is the ability to carry out a resolution long after the excitement of the moment has passed. I'm going to say that again because some of y'all might have missed it. Character is the ability to carry out a resolution long after the excitement of the moment has passed. Are you going to say you want to do something? Do it for 2 weeks and then quit like you did last year, like you did the year before last? You say you want to lose weight, get in shape, get your business off the ground, get closer to God, and then turn around and party, get lit, drink alcohol, eat like crap, and continue to live below who you were created to be, thereby committing the greatest sin known to man? No. I'm not religious, but I'm going to take you to church. Watch this. See, the word sin comes from the Greek word sin, used in archery. It means to miss your mark. The greatest sin in life is to miss your mark, to not be who you were created to be a chicken instead of an eagle. I don't know if you guys remember growing up the story of Icarus. You know, a lot of people remember Icarus being this guy who had the wings made out of wax. His father cautioned him not to fly too high or the sun will melt your wings. And what happened? It was Icarus's arrogance that caused him to fly too high. Sun melted his wings and boom, fell to the earth dead. But that's not the full story. No. You didn't know there was more to it? See, Icarus's father also cautioned him against flying too low. He said, don't fly too close to the sea, or your weight will cause you to plummet into the water. See, we all know not to be too arrogant. Well, most of us. But how many of us know not to be too humble, too meek, too timid, too shy, too safe? It is said that the greatest tragedy in life is not that people aim too high and miss. It is that people aim too low and hit. I see a lot of people on Facebook, everywhere, Instagram, talking about the friend zone. Ha, laughing. He's in the friend zone, the hover hand. But I don't see too many people making jokes about the other zone, the comfort zone. Ain't no memes about that. Ain't no jokes. You know why? Because a lot of y'all are in there. Well, in this new year, let's step out of our comfort zone. Fortune favors the bold. And it is the cave that you fear, the cave that you fear, that will hold the treasure that you desire. Forget a new year's resolution. Forget it. Let's make a new life resolution to be fully and authentically you. I don't know what dream you have, but I can guarantee you that there's somebody in the hospital right now praying, begging God to have the opportunity that you have right now. Don't blow it. It is time. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric. It is time to go from being counted out to being counted on. It is time to fly like the eagle you are. Or do you want to continue to cluck with the chickens?
On 95.1 Nigeria Info,
your mic is always on. Let's talk.
Welcome back. What's happening, Abuja is, and of course, we are about 27 minutes to the hour of 11. At 11, we'll bring you the world news and, of course, you know, catch you up on the headlines at 11:30, bring you the main news bulletin for the day at 12 noon when we hand things over to the Sunnyside crew. All right. So, before we went on the break, you know, just taking a look at what to expect for this year, because, of course, I have this very strong belief that very, very, very soon we will forget that we have an appropriation bill to stick with, especially because the, you know, politicking will begin. Politicking will get into top gear. And we'll forget governance, we'll forget, you know, service delivery, we'll forget a lot of things. I was just looking at a few line items, you know. For instance, on this part, I think this is, what page is this now? Page 11 of the, you know, budget details. Office of the Chief of Staff to the President. Let's see. There's an overhead cost of 470 million. And it breaks down to other recurrent costs, another force. Okay, so other recurrent costs, overhead costs, looking like the same figure, 470,391,701. Total expenditure is 529,416,737. So let's see. This part caught my eye. Local trainings to be carried out in this particular office amounted to somewhere around 195,358,858 naira. International training, same figure, 195,358,858 naira. Let's see. So that's just for trainings. Then there's a miscellaneous of 70 million. Meals and refreshments, somewhere around 17 million. Honorarium and seating allowance, somewhere around 52 million. Well, 53 million. 52 million, 951. Somewhere around 53 million. Then there's the capital expenditure at 59 million. Fixed assets purchased at 6.9 million. Purchase of fixed assets general. So there's fixed assets purchased, 6.9 million. Purchase of fixed assets general, 6.9 million. And that. And then we get to the office of the Chief of Staff to the President. Okay, still there, still ongoing. Purchases of computers, 2.5 million. Purchases of computer printers, 4.4 million. Chief Security Officer to the President, his office. Okay, has a number of such things. There's local training for 4.3 million there. You know, and some very interesting line items here. Purchase of computers here as well, 936,000. Purchase of motor vehicles, 84.4 million. Purchase of computer printers, security equipment, all that. Okay, and then it continues, and most of them are under ongoing purchase of security and operational vehicles. Okay, so there was, let me see. Wow. Office of Chief Security Officer to the President. I did speak of motor vehicle fuel costs, right, at 61 million. And then purchase of motor vehicles at 184,400,000. And then went further, then there's purchase of security and operational vehicles. Okay, same figure. So same item repeated again, probably just for emphasis here. Purchase of printers, that. Purchase of computers, that. Apparently, we use a lot of computers and printers, you know, very often, almost like disposables. And of course, you know what's interesting about the details and why it is so difficult to follow through with all of it? Because, I mean, there are almost 2,000 pages, about 2,000 and what pages now? 2,168 pages. You know, to a great extent, one of the reasons why a lot of people would not want to spend time going through the line items to try to understand and see where the money is going, you know. So before you do this ministry by ministry, institution by institution, you know, say EFCC, NDLEA, all of that, before you go round it, a lot of times a lot of people, you know, basically lose interest in going through it, because maybe here I might accept with that caller who said black people are a problem. Well, we don't like reading so much, so yeah. But for instance, there's a 10 million naira for sporting activities at the National Commissioner for Persons with Disability. Sporting activities. Last I checked, there had been no publicity for any of such. But we look forward to it in 2022 and see, you know, what these sporting activities would be, for instance. You know, I mean, it's just a lot. Office rent, National Commission for Persons with Disability, 75 million naira. Office rent, 75 million. Okay, so yeah, sometimes I just, you know, go through these line items, try to see if I can go through institution by institution, ministry by ministry, just to give, you know, me a picture of what it is that is really coming through and going through in our government and in our governance in the country. Tomorrow I'm going to be looking at the FCT budget items and some of the details, and of course it will be an interesting time just going through some of the expenditure and all of that that we are to expect, and so that we can know what to hold the government accountable for. You know, where is this going, where is that going, what do we expect from the government. All right, I see you are interested in, you know, engaging in this conversation and being a part of it. 0700-951-0000 is what it is. You can be on to me right now. So looking at NEMA, for instance, National Emergency Management Agency, so they have about 3,201,957,643 naira total expenditure for NEMA for 2022. Salaries would take 908,500,607 naira. 908 million. So wages and salaries already taking almost the entire chunk. So how do we do the rest of the work? Electricity charges, 18 million. Local travel and others, 22 million. Overhead costs, 152. Materials and supplies, newspapers, magazines, periodicals, drugs and medical supplies, maintenance services, maintenance of furniture, and all of that. Utilities and all that. All mentioned. Hello.
Fortune.
Yep. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Welcome.
I can see.
Welcome.
Fortune, this is Alamin from Guru District.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Fortune.
Yes, sir.
I'm also of the opinion to one of the caller that called this morning and said, talks about the issue of a black man. I would have suggest, if you have this guy's number, if you can call him to your studio for him to elaborate more, you would have buy some of his ideas. And he even gave you an insight to South Africa. Before the white left South Africa, we made sure that the system was working. Fortunately, I have no doubt in my mind. Let me give an example with Obasanjo. Let me give another example with, let's keep Buhari aside. That's not finished yet. to God there are leaders. Okay, let me go back again to Murtala Mohammed, who spent maybe only 6 months.
Mm.
There are good leaders who wants to make this country work.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is the problem, the system is not working.
Mm.
It's an individual problem.
Okay.
You also gave him an example with Barack Obama as a black guy.
Mm.
So the issue is that if you take a good Nigerian mm-hmm. and take him to America, mm. he will perform.
Okay, so that means. Let us first land with this one that you said. So that means the black man has capacity to do well.
Yes.
That means you have disagreed with the man who called this morning already. Because him, he said we don't even have capacity to do well at all.
We have the system.
That's all we are saying. And that system you are talking about, in the South Africa, you said that the system was working.
It's working.
Wait. The South Africa, that time when the white men were there,
yes.
Is that not when there was apartheid?
Uh-huh, yes.
Did the
system work?
No. Was apartheid a good system?
It wasn't for me. For me as an African, it wasn't.
So, what are we saying?
What we are saying, they were trying to make South Africa work. If they hand over to the blacks,
no.
It would not work.
You are just talking about handing over government. Do you know what was happening to South Africans during that period of apartheid? Was it good or bad?
It wasn't, but they were trying to make sure that the system worked.
No, if they were trying and what they ended up with was a bad result, it means they did not have capacity for a good...
What do you mean by bad result?
People were killed. People were suffering on injustice.
I agree with you.
That is bad.
But why was it so?
It was still the white people that were in power now. Was it not white people?
They were in power, but they were trying to put things in order.
By spoiling it first.
No, we are not spoiling it.
Did you see what they did to black people? Do you remember what they did to black people?
Yes, it was bad. I was not happy about it. I was a black man. I was angry.
Uh-huh. So that's what I'm saying.
They were my brothers.
So that means everybody has the capacity to do good or to do bad. It is your choices that determine how your own come out.
But for heaven's sake, Fortune.
Yes, sir.
Why is it that we have people like Sheikha Stephen, Robert Mugabe, Tamilti Magai, Nkrumah of Ghana, Inyerere of here and see all of them.
Yes.
But one country, no country in the whole of Africa.
Yes.
Can withstand South Africa in terms of development and industry.
Well,
none.
Some people made some good choices in South Africa for their development of certain aspects of their economy. But that doesn't take away capacity from the black man to do good. I don't agree.
You still don't agree?
I still do not agree, sir.
I wish you were giving me an opportunity to come to
your All right, thank you so much. I still do not agree. I have capacity to do good. You do have capacity to do good and to do well, if of course you choose to do well. It's a choice, you know. Hitler, who almost killed half of the world, was he a black man? Was he a black person? People don't have capacity to do bad too. Everybody has capacity to do bad or good. It's your choice, I think. That's what I think. I don't know. Oh, boy. Hello?
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Good morning. Okay, this person can't hear me. Let's move on to someone who can. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, Fortune. How are you? Happy New Year.
Same to you, Abubakar. Welcome to the
company of season.
Yes, sir.
What's happening in Abuja?
Mm-hmm.
You have touched life this New Year. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
You are a mayor. You are a hero. You are a humanitarian genius.
Wow.
You are touching life.
Thank you.
History will recognize you one day.
Thank you, sir.
There's no way. It's the impurity, out of impurity complex for anybody to label a black race as a retarded or backward race. Never.
Mm.
We have the same human intellect quotient with any part of the world, with any race. We have the intellectual power. It is about leadership, it is about the system.
Mm.
Just how you measure from the brutalist act taken by the white. Who introduced slavery?
Mm-hmm.
Who introduced slavery? Who introduced colonialism? Who introduced apartheid? Who killed the Jews, about 6 million of them, gassed them in a chamber? So it's part of history. Who initiated the First and Second World War that claimed millions of souls and caused destruction?
Mm-hmm.
It's about the white race. So it's about mindset. If we have been pushing here in Nigeria to have a purposeful leaders, all the things available on the ground.
Yeah.
It's about mobilizing the resources, combining them with human resources and solid material resources of what we have. I was reading last night, the video alone was able to garner over 12 billion. It's an asset. It's a black man, the Bido. So it's about leadership. Fortune.
Yes, sir.
This year, how many million was looted from Dangote Empire, please?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, if you call and tell me.
Mm.
So it is a criminal act. This looting, proving, why? It has a limitation.
It does.
This year is year of revelation, a year of coming to the poor people. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, so there you go. I mean, these are the kind of... Because the thing is, if you're looking at systems and saying, oh, okay, Africa, we're backward, we're this, I totally agree that we're still backward and we're not doing as we should. But to say that we don't have the ability to do it is the one I'm not agreeing with. I mean, that we have done badly is status quo. Let me see. Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development has a line item here where it is labeled Development of National Unified Social Register for the Vulnerable in the Society. It's an ongoing project and there is a 400 million naira tag on it just to develop the register, you know, of vulnerable in society. 400 million naira. Just thought to put in that there. Hello.
Hello.
Yep. Yeah. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Fortune. Good morning.
Welcome. What's your name?
Oh, this is Bright Usike calling from Osako.
Usike Bright. Welcome.
Bright Usike from Osako.
Okay. Welcome.
Happy New Year to you all.
Same to you, sir.
Hey, it has been very wonderful listening to you for this morning.
Yeah,
and I want to first of all say happy new year to a big brother, Abaka from Gwawalada. That man is a special man. For the topic we are discussing, actually, it's only somebody is getting drunk that makes them not to believe people that every living being has the capacity to do good or do bad. It depends on what you want to do. Because if you watch, there are sometimes you see repentant criminals. These are wonderful in the society. Or people who were sometimes so wonderful in the society turning to criminals. They are still the same person.
Mm.
That capacity is in every human being. It depends on the one you choose to do. Even when there is fight, you discover that it's not that if you couldn't find a body to break and kill someone that. But when you think of the implication, because you have conscience, yeah, that is still working, you refrain from doing it. But some other who will not fool themselves, they look for every available weapon to kill whoever is fighting with. So in Africa, as we are saying, actually it's because we don't have that willpower.
All right. We don't have the willpower. I'll be back.
Info.
We lack the willpower is what my last caller had to say. Thank you so much for your thoughts on the issue. Good morning, Fortune. What's happening, Abuja? Happy New Year. Wishing us all a wonderful year ahead. Sheriff, all the way from Oyo. Good morning, Mayor. Happy New Year. Please, I need the details of 2022 budget. It's not a secret. It's online. Just get it. Getting the police to act as civil and humane as they did last year is an initiative we all appreciate. Yes, we have no respect for the police, and the police know it. But you see that act, if sustained, will create a new mindset, and the police will eventually live up to expectations. Well done, Fortune. Israel Indurumi, Kim Squash there. Good morning, Nigeria Info. This is the new year, 2022. We should change our attitude so that we should have progress, because it is all of us that are not sincere. Thanks from Abdurrahman in Butselaji. Fortune, are we now saying we should rely on what other countries accept or from us, as against we putting the right measures of accountability and transparency in place? Well, true. I get you. Good morning, Fortune. Compliments of the season. Please help us beg your management to reduce the adverts, jingles, some. They are beginning to make your programs very boring. If not, you will start losing some of your listeners. Something from Kubwa. Adverts pay the bills. Jingles pay the bills. Motivational speeches, part of our programming. Our numbers are not looking really bad. But your feedback is appreciated. Mayor, if we have the ability, why is the world seeing the dark side of us only? If we have the capacity, can't we show it for once? If you have something and you can't show it, then you don't have it. AGK, all the way from Mississippi, saying it. Well, that's one way to say it. So, yes, we agree that we have it, but we are not showing it, so it is looking like we don't have it. AGK, I agree to disagree and agree again with you. Adebare Owodoye from Dede. I wonder if our ministries use and dispose their computer systems, but it keeps on popping up in year out of our budgets. Why? So, good morning, Fortune. On 2020 budget, I can tell you for free that it's a mere academic exercise. Can you tell me the progress we made last year as a result of the past budget? You just read how we buy computers like disposables. My take is that Nigeria will still get worse before it gets better. I say so because some people still see reason to support nepotism, clannishness, and mediocrity. By the time the nation gets to the rock bottom, so much so that even the leaders have nothing to benefit from being leaders, then we will have to sit down and talk. Can you tell me any step we are taking as a nation that suggests things will get better in 50 years or more? Good morning, Dr. Chiman from Asokoro. Thank you, Doc. Good to hear from you. Happy New Year, Fortune. What's happening, Abuja? Thanks for giving us more insights into the 2022 Appropriation Act. The question I keep asking every year is how will this budget help the hustle of those who are not in the corridors of power, not legislators, because I believe they are the ones that benefit from budgetary year in year out. The ordinary man still has to contend with poor health facilities, biting effects of hunger, deprivation, bad roads, fluctuating electricity, falling standards of education, especially in public schools, etc. As far as I'm concerned, the budget remains a yearly ritual. Thanks from Richard in Buari. All right, that's the much we can take for now. We will go for a commercial break, and we'll be back for more on what's happening in Abuja after the news.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk.
The politics of our nation.
They have that right to protest. You know, there is no need to go there and now start shooting.
The current affairs of our state.
Everywhere we have gone to, the dirt of Abuja is not on the surface.
All at your fingertips on your Let's Talk station.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
do you want to be remembered as a sinner or a saint, as a hero or a villain? Think about the steps you take. How do you want to be remembered when you're standing at your grave, on your tombstone, what is written? Think about the steps you take. All my life I've been searching for the answers. How did I lose so much of the things that really matter? Is it a paradise? 'Cause I feel no joy or laughter. Seems everything I touch only turns into disaster. Thank you.